you for listening in on Tent of Testimonies podcast. This is the official podcast of the Tent of Testimonies International under the leadership of Prophet Dr. Fred Akama and Senior Pastor Maureen Akama. As you listen to this and other amazing sound biblical teachings, our aim is to equip you with the Word of God so that you can grow into an effective believer. In today's podcast, we do believe that you will be imparted with the knowledge of God, spiritual truths, and kingdom principles that will positively affect your spiritual life. Be blessed as you listen, and may you come back with a great testimony.
I said today my job will basically be to pray for people. For impartation. For what?
Impartation.
Impartation of spiritual gifts and activation of the spiritual gifts that are lying dormant, that need to be activated. But my major prayer is for God to give you the gift of helps. Because I know nobody's believing for this one. So I must believe myself. Everybody wants to be the one for prophecy, the one for working of miracles, so that they can be seen to be great. Is it true? The Bible says God resists the proud. God does what? He resists the proud. But he gives grace to what? To the humble. God gives grace to the humble. God gives grace to the humble. So what you want today to come on you is grace. Is that okay? The way to receive that grace and the way to maintain that grace is humility. Is what?
Humility.
Humility. Humility is not thinking less of yourself. Humility is thinking of yourself less. The word less must be put in the correct place. Eh? Humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less. It means thinking of other people more. The Bible says, consider others better than yourself. You serve others, even if you don't think they're better than yourself. Even if they don't look better than yourself, but you take them to be better than yourself. Humility. You take others to be better than yourself. You give up your rights because of other people. Am I talking? You give up your rights because of other children of God. This is what? Humility. Humility is walking in love. He's doing what? If you love somebody, you will not steal from them. You will not cheat them. You will not swindle them. You will not try to make them enter a box. Am I talking? Where there is love, there are no boxes. There are no boxes. You will not try and come to me and put me in a box. I'm going to put Papa in a box today. Tamwingiza, box. Where is your love? Where there is love, there's no box. You remove all the boxes. Am I talking? So however much I pray for you, if you don't have humility, if you don't have love, you are doing zero work. Is that true? We are doing zero work. If there's no humility, God will resist you. So I'll be praying and God is resisting and I don't want to go against God. If I am praying for you and God is resisting you, I'll be going against God and I don't want that. So you must work on your heart. You must work. Pride is something you must put down. You cannot be delivered. I cannot cast out. Okay, I can. But then, after I do that, you must... cannot cast out flesh. You must work on the flesh. Is that okay? You must murder flesh. I cannot murder flesh on your behalf. Everybody must murder their own flesh. The Bible says, if you, through the Spirit, put to death. And though I have the gift of prophecy, 1 Corinthians 13:12, and though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and I have not love, I am nothing. Nothing. So if there's no love, it doesn't matter what spiritual gift you're carrying. Because love will force you to have character. Love will force you to have character. The Bible says the love of God constrains us. The love of God does what? So the love of God will put a boundary. So if you are a thief, you do not thief anymore because you love the other people. Am I talking? If you are glutton, you are not gluttonous anymore. If you are a gossiper, you don't gossip anymore because the person you want to gossip about, you also love them. Am I talking? You start thinking, if somebody was saying what I'm saying about me, how would I feel? Then you don't say. For the love of Christ compels us. For the love of Christ constraineth us. So if you have love, do you know to constrain? To constrain is to put within a boundary. To do what? To put within a boundary. To put within a certain cage. So there are things I want to do, but I don't do them. Why? Because I love. Am I talking? So if I love, I will deny my flesh. I will do what? Deny my flesh. Because the love of God is constraining me. There are things I cannot go beyond certain area. Why? Because the love of God has put a boundary for me. He has constrained me. So even if my flesh is screaming, I don't do. Why? Love. What? Love. Even if what I was to do is not sin, but because it is sin to another person, I do not do it. The Bible says eating meat offered to idols is not sin. It is not sin because we know those idols are not God. Am I talking? But because another person is watching me and this person has little faith, they will stumble if they see me eating meat offered to idols. I don't eat meat. I'd rather not exercise this right I have to eat meat. Am I talking? So this is not about meat. If I was to be seen in a bar, and by me being seen in a bar, somebody's faith is going to stumble, I'd rather not go there, even if I'm not doing anything wrong. Am I talking? If I was to be seen with a lady in one corner, and because we're not doing anything, maybe we're even discussing the word of God, we're praying in tongues, but somebody watching will not assume we are praying in tongues. Eh? They'll be holding hands in prayer. They will not think these people are holding hands in prayer. They will think these people are too close. So what do? I don't do that. Am I talking? Even though it is not wrong, it is because I love the other person who is watching me and their faith is small. So the love of God will constrain you. Constrain. Put boundaries. Constrain. Put boundaries. If I was to shout at you, if I was to say something nasty about you, because I'm very angry, then I remember the effect it will have on you. Then I say, no, I'd rather deal with my anger, but let the other person feel good about themselves. Am I talking? Have you ever heard me say something negative about somebody? I don't. Even though there I can see 20 negative things. If I can see 20 negative and I see one positive, I will say the positive. The other 20 negative, I will believe God to deliver you. Am I talking? Eh? My wife once asked me, why don't you tell me anything, the wrong things that I do? You are supposed to tell me. I say, no. I'm supposed to see the good things, not the bad. I'm supposed to see the good things. Tell me the things I'm doing wrong. I say, no, even if I'll deal with my issues. As far as you're concerned, to me, you are perfect. It's true. So I look at you, I see only good. All I hear is good news. All I hear is good news. I just hear good news. There are people we have released from here. They have done terrible things, but you don't know about it. You only hear the terrible things they say about us. But you don't hear the terrible things they did, which we could tell you. But we don't. Why? First, it is none of your business. Number two, the other person is also a man or a woman of God. Is that okay? They are a man of God. So I want when you see them, you see a man of God. When you see this one, you see a woman of God. Not you see them and you hear Papa say such and such about this. This is not what I want you to be thinking about another man of God. Even though they have done terrible stuff. Is that okay? But you will never hear me say, okay, now, such and such, they did this and this and this. Those, no, no, you must condemn. No, no, no. Because the love of God constrains us. The love of God does what? Constrains us. The love of God puts a boundary. And this is why God can use me. Why? Because I have a lot of love. Yes, I do. I love people. You want gifts, but you're mean to people. In fact, the reason you want gifts is because you can have power so that you can be even more mean. If I have this power, I can call fire from heaven. Nobody will joke with me. I'll teach them lessons. Some disciples of Jesus were like this. They were rejected in another city. They say, Papa. Okay, they called him Master those days. Rabboni, should we call now fire? Jesus said, no. You don't know which spirit you are of. You don't know which spirit you are of. Strength is when you can do something but you choose not to do. Jesus told the people who are judging him, Pilate and so whichever, for the love of Christ constrains us because we judge. Okay. But he turned, let's start from verse 54. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, will thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elijah did? See, Lord, these people are skoro. They're joking too much. Don't they know us? Wacha tuachilia nini? Moto, chomea watu kabisa. Nonsense. They must know people. Am I talking? But he turned and did what? Rebuked them and said, you know not what manner of spirit you are of. In other words, the spirit you're talking with now is not of God. Am I talking? The one of God is love. The one of God is? Love. The one of God is what?
Love.
So, what is your motive of desiring the best gifts? Before we give impartation to you, can you look inside your heart and say, are you looking for this thing so that you can be to you? You're talking to me and last night you were wearing blue underwear. Can I prophesy to you now? Silly. Don't just come around me like that. A mighty prophet is in the land. You must shake when I arrive. The Bible says the secrets of your heart shall be revealed and you will fall on your face. You, where is your face? Fall down. Nonsense. You're not obeying scripture. No. What is what? What is the motive of your heart? Why do you want God to give you this gift? This is the most important. The Bible says you must desire. This is what you started with. The Bible says you must desire the best gifts. But why? Why do we desire this gift? Is it so that you can know people's bank account? So look at this one. In your forehead like this was written 13 million. Come. Let me talk to you a bit. This money I hear the Lord say. No. It is not true. Gift of prophecy. So the Bible says even if you have enough faith to move around mountains, but there's no love, you are nothing. So what is most important is love. Not how much you can move mountains. The most important is as you're moving these mountains, are you moving them in love? Is your final result that people feel loved, that people are loved? Is this the final result of you using your gift? Or you come, you call fire, things are shaking, what? You put fear in everybody and then tell everybody 10,000 tomorrow. Otherwise, this is only 50%. When I do 100%, nothing will be remaining here. Okay. So everybody brings. This is bad motive. The love of God trains us. The love of God does what?
Constrains us.
The love of God does what?
Constrains us.
God resists. He resists the proud. But he will give grace to the humble. God will give grace to who? The humble. The easiest way of losing grace is let your heart begin to be lifted. The devil lost grace like this. The devil used to have grace. You know that? In fact, the Bible says he used to walk in the secret places of God. He lost grace because his heart was lifted. His heart was? Say, Lord.
Lord.
Help me.
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 James chapter 4 verse 6. But he gives more grace. Therefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humility is very unique. The moment you think you have it, you have lost it. Humility is very... The moment you think you have it, the moment you sit somewhere and say, Banange, I'm so humble. You already lost humility. The moment you think, God, if I was me, I would not choose me. Help me. You're humble. If I was the one choosing, I would not choose me. There are better people here to be chosen for this work than me. You're humble. But the moment you think, hey, Banange, look at me, man. All this humility in one person. My humilometer is off the charts. Nobody can, nothing can measure the humility I carry. It's too much. You have already lost. Sometimes humility looks like pride. Can I talk? Sometimes humility looks like pride, because humility will demand that you agree with God and not man. Religion has another sense of humility that makes you be down. There's a difference between religious humility, having a form of godliness, then there's the real humility. The real humility will agree with God, even though the circumstances don't reflect. For example, the real humility agrees you are righteous. Why? Because God says so, not because you feel it. Sometimes, what we call humility is actually pride. God, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. God says, I've forgiven you. Forgive me. I just said I have. Because you want to feel something in your flesh. That is not humility, that's pride. It's a very hidden pride, but it is pride. It's a very religious looking pride. It's pride in robes and collar. Swishing robes. So when God says, I have forgiven you, you are supposed to rise up immediately and say, I receive my forgiveness and move on. Am I talking? Forgive me, forgive. I have forgiven you. You're not feeling like lightning, what? You're not feeling anything. So you want God to do something to the flesh to show you that he has forgiven you. And you think God is forgiving you because he feels sorry. So you feel sometimes you have not done enough to sorrify God. God, how can you forgive me just like that? You must wait until I repent for 5 hours. I have not paid for my misdeeds enough by it, enough tears. Normally this misdeed is paid for by 5 gallons of tears. You have already, it's just 2 tons. Tonimbili too. And you're already saying you're forgiven. God, you're forgiving too quickly. Wait until I finish my payment. I just started asking. I have not finished. Wait until I finish asking before you forgive. So you think you must somehow pay. Am I talking? This is not humility. This is pride. Refusing to be forgiven is what? Pride. Oh, God will resist you. Refusing to be forgiven is what? Pride. Refusing to be forgiven is pride. So there are some subtle things that are pride that we don't think are pride. judging another fellow because they sin differently than you, that is pride. Because you know they are bitter, and we don't know yours. So you come and you are very hard on other one. No. They are embarrassing the body of Christ. They must be... But you, the only reason you are saying this is because you own his secret. It's true now. Your own is secret. Or you think your own is small. So you categorize sins. Eh? You do what? You categorize sins. Because this lady is pregnant, you're so hard on her. True? But you are a gossiper. You think your own is small. So God can overlook yours, but you must be hard on this one. This is pride. This is what? Pride. You are so hard on this. You think you are very pharisaical about this one. No. Such women should not even be allowed in the church. But you are gossiper number one. You have your PhD. Am I talking? But your own you don't see. It's nyani and rare parts anointing. Say this is pride.
This is pride.
This is pride.
This is pride.
This is pride. This is pride. If you saw your own state, you'd run to Jesus Christ. Whether you're a pastor or whoever, I don't care. The only reason you're standing there is because of Jesus Christ. You cannot tell us these people, give me old time religion. Give me, it's Jesus. Oh. This is pride. Why am I saying this? Because I'm about to pray for you for impartation. But don't allow pride to come in whatever form. Am I talking? Don't allow what? Pride to come in. However big you are, you can never be greater than your father. Am I talking? Even in the natural. Even if you are rich like cow and your mother is poor like cow, your mother is greater. To your mother, you are a small baby. Even if you are 74 and your mother is 94, you are still. When your mother is talking about you, your mother says, this baby. Do you know my mother refers to me as this baby? I had her one day. I said, when I said, I agree. She was talking to another lady. I said, hey, have you seen that baby? Hey, I said, me. The way I shave, like almost 3 times a week, just to keep the bush from growing. I am that baby. So, however old you grow, to your parents, you're a baby. You will never outgrow your baby status. So you cannot feel now you're as big as your parents. Papa, God was talking to me. You're sitting here, I'm teaching you. Imparting spiritual gifts to you, doing all kinds to you, then one day you feel, tunapimana nguvu sasa. You look at your crowd, you look at my crowd, say, even they attend my own better than Papa. Okay, let me tell him a few things. Papa, come, let's discuss. Say, And I come, I've had sons who have summoned me. Come to my house. And I go. So, we were discussing and we were not pleased with a number of things. I said, okay, please tell me. We don't want you to be holding hands of girls. A son told me this one. We looked at this, it was not proper. I said, forgive me. I actually said so. Please forgive me. Also, you are telling people you love them too much, you must stop. True story. They say, Papa, you must? I say, how is that? You cannot call me Papa, then tell me what I must not do. Either you remove the Papa, or you remove the instruction. They can't both be there. But I didn't tell them those. I say, okay, forgive me. I will reduce the amount of time. It's true. Number three, when we come to church, I must preach. I say, it's true story. I say, it cost me this much, this much, this much to come to church. So God did not call me to sit down and warm pews. God called me to preach. I say, glory to Jesus. What do you think was going through my mind? I am sitting in the house of my own son. I have been summoned officially. And I went. I am humble. God must help me. If it was some fathers, I know. It would then behave like the disciples of Jesus. Can we now call down fire? This deserves fire. It is fire time. If anything, when will you call down fire if not at this time? This is fire. Fire time. Oh, Jesus. Nimejionea. So, Papa, it cost me too much to come to church just to sit. When I come, I must have mic. Said, okay, I'll make a duty, a rota. Who is supposed to preach? So please, only come when you are on the rota. It's true. So that we don't offend. I didn't want to offend the man of God. So what is the motive for asking God for spiritual gifts? I've seen sons banange. I've also seen daughters. Yeah. That's what it means to you want to be in ministry? This what I'm talking about now. This is now real ministry. Not the one when everybody's raising their hands. No. The one when you are summoned to the house. Now that is ministry. To go answer a few questions. 21 questions. There used to be a song like that when I was in high school. 21 questions. So, what is the state of your heart? What is the motive? Why do you want God to anoint you? Is there love in all these things? Is the foundation of it? Love. Is the foundation what?
Love.
Is the foundation what?
Love.
Is the foundation what?
Love.
When your flesh is rising up, can you put your flesh back on the altar? You see, the Bible calls it a living sacrifice. It means the sacrifice is not dead. The sacrifice is not? You offer your body as a what? A living sacrifice. It means the sacrifice is not dead. The fact that it's not dead, it means any time it can crawl off the altar. Any time it can do what? Crawl off the altar. So when it crawls off the altar, will you put it back on the altar? Putting it back on the altar is a choice. It is not a spiritual gift. It is a discipline. It is what? A discipline somebody must do. Fasting is not a gift. You must discipline yourself to fast. If you don't discipline yourself, God will not discipline you. Okay, he will, but he'll allow life to discipline you. Am I talking? God will not force you to fast. You must choose to fast. The Bible says, I think this is the book of 2 Timothy or something, says, in the house of God there are many vessels. Some used for honor, some used for dishonor. Then he says, if a man will purge himself, if a man will do what? Purge himself. He'll be a vessel of honor. So being a vessel of honor is a choice you make. Is what? I can't hear you.
A choice you make.
I can't hear you.
A choice you make.
Says, but in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some for honor and some for dishonor. Some for dishonor. So all of them are inside the house. All of them are born again. But some are being used for honor. Others for dishonor. Next. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. So being useful for the master, being sanctified is a choice you make. I'm going to sanctify myself and make myself a vessel of honor. You cannot say, me, I was made of dishonor. The other one was for honor. It is a choice of God. It's not true. The Bible says anyone. So it's nobody's left out. Anyone can decide, I am going to be a vessel of honor in the house. Am I talking? Anyone can decide. God, you favor some more than others. You give some more gifts. You give me only small gift. No. Even you can be a vessel of honor. You can decide, today, I'm purging myself, cleansing myself. No more skoro-skoro talk, no more skoro-skoro videos, no more skoro-skoro what. I will increase my prayer life, I will increase my word life, I will study, I will treat people with love, and God will use you as a vessel of honor. Am I talking? But if I lay hands on you, put oil on you today, and you don't do anything about your life, and you continue the way you're continuing, nothing will change. Nothing will change. You must make a decision. Today, I am a vessel of honor in the house. If you're a vessel of honor, the Bible says, those parts that are of honor, they are exposed. Eh? So God will begin to expose you. If you are a vessel of dishonor, the Bible says those parts that are not noble, we cover. We do what? We cover. So if you are not noble in the house, God will cover you. Nobody will see you. Am I talking? So that you can go to heaven safely without affecting others with your dishonorables. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
So but the Bible says the noble parts. Think this is the book of Romans. The noble parts. We even are not like a face. Nobody covers the face because it is noble. Am I talking? Everybody's face is open because the face is noble. But there are some parts. If they came here, if somebody came with those parts open here, we will think there's something wrong in their head. Why? Because those parts are not noble. They are supposed to be covered. So if you are noble, you are of honor, God will expose you and you'll affect many people. If you choose to be ignoble, God will cover you and make sure nobody sees you are in your own ignobleness alone. Because God values his children. My sermon is over. I want to pray for people. Glory to Jesus. Let the giving envelope give out. Ashes. Have you learned something?
Yes.
Say, I will walk in love.
I will walk in love.
I will be humble.
I will be humble.
I make a choice.
I make a choice.
To overcome evil with good.
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 I choose to see the good in people.
I choose to see good in people.
I choose to see the good in people.
I choose to see the good in people.